First, it can be hard to know what our purpose in life is, even in normal times. During a pandemic, our daily schedules have shifted, jobs have been altered or lost, and finding meaning in the day-to-day can feel even more difficult. Our next guest has some guidance for us to find and create a purpose for our days, even during these tough times, sometimes just one day at a time. Christine Whelan is a clinical professor in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison, where she teaches classes on happiness and well-being, and is also the founding director of the Money, Relationships, and Equality Initiative. She's a speaker and the author of several books, including The Big Picture, A Guide to Finding Your Purpose in Life. Christine, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Good to be on.
Talk a little bit, if you will, about this concept of finding purpose. It sounds simple in some ways and really big and complicated and overwhelming in others.
Yeah, so some people define purpose as your singular life aim. And especially in a pandemic, that kind of gives me heart palpitations. So instead, I think that we should all kind of break it down into a more day-to-day kind of approach. And I say that that's looking at life with a purpose mindset. And so to do that, I encourage people to ask themselves a couple of questions. And again, all these questions are just on a day-by-day basis. First of all, what are the values that you want to use today? What are the values that you want to guide you? Second, what are the gifts and talents and strengths that you want to use to just today in your day-to-day life? And who are the groups or types of people or individuals that you want to positively impact? And if you put those together, you've kind of got the beginnings of a purpose statement. If you put it together, you can put it together because I value, and then you insert your values. I will use my gifts for, and then you insert your gifts to positively impact the lives of, and then you say who you want to make a difference in the lives of just today. It's a first step toward helping people figure things out on a day-by-day basis.
You have a worksheet to help people do that. We've got that linked on our website, wpr.org/centraltime. Can you give us some four examples? What kind of shape might that take as we insert those gifts and purposes in there?
Yeah, so, you know, everyone can do it really themselves. So a value, you know, happiness is not a value. It's a byproduct of living your values. So you might value commitment or sustainability or family. And then if you think about the things that you're good at, I like to think about it in terms of want-to skills, things you want to do, not things you can do or have to do. And then in terms of the people you want to impact or the groups you want to impact, you know, that can change day by day, but you can think small or think big. But the other element that I've put on this worksheet and is important all the time, but especially in these tough times right now, is to acknowledge our fears and anxieties that might hold us back from living purposefully and to really name those. You could say, gosh, you know, I'm fearing for my health. I'm fearing that I'm not being helpful enough or that I'm failing at my job while I'm trying to balance my family responsibilities as well. And then with that in mind, you can still make purpose-based commitments to do something meaningful on an even small level. It might even be like creating a taco bar night with your family or going for a walk. The idea is to make conscious choices in keeping with your values so that we have that good feeling that we're using our time in a way that matters most to us.
Well, I love this, and you could talk about why this is important, because I haven't tried it myself, it sounds manageable and bite-sized and something we could actually take action on day by day.
Yeah, so amazingly enough, the research finds time and again that if you take a daunting task and break it down into small steps, it can feel a lot more manageable and, in fact, even like a pleasurable exploration of possibilities. And so by creating what I often call like a Mad Libs purpose statement, fill-in-the-blanks exercise, then you can do this on a day-to-day basis. It would only take just a couple minutes. You can do it on your own. You can do it with your family at breakfast or at dinner for the next day. And it's a way to kind of ground yourself, but also create, instead of like a to-do list that, I don't know, often judges us for whether we're getting our things done, but instead this is creating a sort of a who I am and what I care about mantra that can be really empowering through the day.
We're talking to Christine Whelan from the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison, author of the book The Big Picture, A Guide to Finding Your Purpose in Life. She's sharing advice on finding our purpose one day at a time during the pandemic. We've got a link to that worksheet she was talking about at wpr.org/centraltime. Christine, I got to admit, I'm kind of a muddle through, you know, without really thinking about it kind of guy. What do we get out of thinking about purpose and defining it and acting on it?
Purpose is often described as the why behind everything we do. And all too often, we think about goals, right? We think about the things that we want to do. But a goal is really a step on the path to a larger why, right? So if you just are kind of kicking off the days, you can kind of feel like a dead person walking. You know, you're just doing all the things that you have to do and none of the things you want to do. So thinking about really what matters to you is a great way to do kind of a check of, am I spending my time in a way that matters? Am I using these resources, whether it be money or time, in keeping with what matters most to me? And oftentimes we will say, gosh, no, you know, I'm not. And then you can do one of two things. You can say, listen, I need to change my behavior so it will fit in terms of these things that I really do believe. Or you can say, you know what, maybe I say that that's what I believe, but honestly, if you think about how I'm living my life, maybe I need to give myself a little more credit for actually caring about some other things more. And that's okay too. I find it's a way of kind of not beating myself up so much and getting honest and really feeling positive about the things that I do.
And the not beating ourselves up too much reminds me, you did an online presentation on this topic, Christine, and you started by speaking to a bunch of groups of people who maybe you say don't have to put all this thought into their purpose right now because they're living it and not having much choice in the matter.
All over my social media feed, the self-help gurus are telling me that if I am not using this national slowdown as a time to find, you know, how to be a better me, then I'm wasting my time somehow. And I got to tell you, just back off, people, right? I mean, there are so many people who are out there who are essential workers. How about the parents of young children who are juggling their own jobs and trying to homeschool their kids? And how about everybody who is in a state of uncertainty and a little bit of panic at various different times in all of this? We need to be kind to ourselves and take it day by day, step by step. And that's really why I created this day at a time pandemic purpose exercise. It wasn't to give people another thing to worry about, but rather to make people really feel good about all of the wonderful things that we are all doing on a day-to-day basis and realizing how meaningful they are.
Now, the book I mentioned earlier, The Big Picture, that you wrote, you really focused it toward younger adults. And that can be a time in normal times where people are trying to figure out who they are, what they want in life. And now this curveball, the things they thought they could count on with the college classes, the first job, whatever it might be, that's even up in the air right now. What would you say to them in particular in this time?
So young adults who are just starting their career, I mean, this is a time of even more uncertainty than usual. And when you look at a life transition, I say sometimes people are pushed by pain to make a change, and other times people are pulled by possibility. Usually for young adults, they're pulled by the possibility of life, and right now they are being pushed by pain into their next possibility. And so, you know, you take one day at a time, just like everybody else, and asking and answering these questions of purpose is incredibly important, not just for you to know who you are, but as you go out and think about how your skills can be deployed in a whole variety of different job sectors. If you know what your values are, then you can see where a good match would be for a particular company, and you can talk about what matters to you in a way that will hopefully open up lots of job possibilities for you. So I encourage young adults, and in fact all of us who are all in a time of transition, to really think about the why behind what we do, think about what matters most, and then how we can make it happen in our lives.
We'll leave it there. Christine, thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
Christine Whelan is a clinical professor in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison, where she teaches classes on happiness and well-being. She's the founding director of the Money, Relationships, and Equality Initiative. Her books include The Big Picture, A Guide to Finding Your Purpose in Life. You can find her Pandemic Purpose Worksheet that she talked about. It's linked on our website, wpr.org/centraltime.